In the studio now with me is Leslie and Kevin from Medina Marching Band. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
How are we doing?
All right, thank you.
Good, good. Welcome along then to Vectis Radio. Now, I asked you to come in because Medina Marching Band have been going since 1976. You can tell I did a little bit of research there, Kev. Are you impressed?
Yeah, very impressed.
Thank you very much. I see you every year. I see you at various different events around the island. You've got an amazing band, a brilliant-looking band, military-styled, which I like, very uniformed, which I like. A great age range from very young to... What's your youngest one, Leslie?
Six.
The youngest is six, and without giving any names away, the That's oldest
72.
Is?
72.
Wow. 72 is my oldest.
See, that is a really good age range, isn't it? Really, yeah. And to me, I did your come over to your awards night a few weeks ago. You're a right little family, aren't you?
We are. Eh? Very family oriented.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. So, I'm going to come over to you first, then, Kev, because I know you've been with the band for 20 years this year. It's a long old stint, isn't it?
A long old stint it has been, yeah.
Yeah, but you seem to do so well. How did it come about for you, Kev? How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved with George Urry back in 1996. I lived a few doors away from him. My daughter wanted to join the band at the time, and then he was walking down the road. I stopped him and asked him about joining. He said, bring her up one night, which I did, and he also found out that I could drive coach, had PCVs, and I ended up taking the band about as well. That's how I first started.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Okay, so I know you rehearse quite a lot, Kev, and I've popped along to some of your rehearsals that you do, and everybody's there, and you get a lot of support from parents as well, don't you? From the mums and the dads and nans and granddads and what have you as well, don't you?
So, yeah, we try and encourage that.
Yeah. And do you try to encourage, like, if the children are coming along, the young people, as they're now called, do you try and encourage, like, oh, you know, dad might be a good drummer, or dad might be able to play the cornet?
That's how I got involved.
Was it?
I took my son up. He wanted to go and play. With about the third week in, he went up to Kevin and said, my mum can play brass instrument as well. So from then on, Kevin gave me the instrument, and I've been there ever since.
Brilliant. Now, you are a proper community band. Don't get tons and tons of a lot of what you get in goes money that comes in goes back in to the band, which is brilliant. So what sort of things do you do then, Kev, to get the money coming in? I know the carnivals are one.
Yeah, the band's completely self-funded pretty well. Is keep subs down to the bare minimum, but if we can keep the numbers up, that gives us the income to pay for our band practices, which we do twice a week. But obviously we do stuff now. We do Christmas fairs, we do Easter raffles, draws, and we do bric-a-brac stalls, and we now do lots of tombolas around the show. So
brilliant.
That's where our biggest income's coming at the moment.
Excellent. Okay, and I know from personal experience there's 17 carnivals that happen around the island, sort of 18 really, if you like. You do perform at pretty much most of them, so we've worked together on the carnivals, and it's always a pleasure to do so. So I've always wondered, because the closest I got to, you're going to kill me for this, the closest I got to being in a band, I was in one of those samba bands many years ago. And you know what? It's not easy to walk and play an instrument, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not easy at all.
So especially on the roads of today.
Yeah, what's wrong with the roads of today? Don't you even start on me. I have enough during the day without you coming in here and having a go.
Well, there's a few potholes still, and there's a few cameras in the road.
Oh, God, here we go. It is really difficult. So when you have your rehearsal nights on a Monday and Wednesday, I've seen a video to you're back outside now.
Yeah, we are
practicing the marching and what have you. How do the little ones find that? Because a little one with a side drum, that must be some work to coordinate.
Well, when they're beginners, we may go out there for half an hour. But it may be that they only have their drum on for a short period. We take the drum off so they can continue marching, but not with the drum. So they go out for a bit. When they get tired with the drum on, we take it off them. So,
brilliant.
And then every time we go out, they have it for a bit longer.
Yeah, okay. It's just a case of building a stamina in a little bit at a time.
Yeah, Okay. All right. One more question for you before we play Madonna's Material World. Okay. So I know, because I've known you for a long time, it's not only the Ironing Carnivals you do. I know that you've been all over the place, haven't you?
We have.
Yeah, and I know last year was brilliant. You went, was it Belgium last
Belgium
year?
Belgium went last year.
Fantastic. How did that one come about?
It was through social media, by our Facebook page. People watching that, and it was just a link from that, and then the inquiry started. But that was probably the highlight for me in my 20 years, is going to Belgium, and when you take over 60-odd players, okay, and you're taking part in a V-Day parade, that was probably the highlight for us. But social media now is being proven a big, big attraction for us.
Yeah.
We've already got inquiries coming in for future years for going brought back to Germany, and going back to Belgium. So.
Wow. And again, you know, it's all about funding, isn't it? Yeah, and through doing what you do, is the only way you can do that, and try and keep the costs down for the players and yourselves. It's getting your instruments there as well, isn't it? That's the thing. All right, okay. I'm joined in the studio still by Leslie and Kevin from Medina Marching Band. Are you all right over there?
Yes, thank you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, Kevin.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's all right. We've got a little bit of a travel update there. Hover Travel are having a technical problem at the moment. They're running a shuttle service between Ryde and Southsea. Okay, so check out their website there for more information and to see when you can next jump on one of the Hover Travels. Yeah, not good. But there we are, and more travel for you before 6 o'clock as well. I'm here through till 6, and then Toes and then Sharon with a movie review from 6 through to 7. So, Medina Marching Band are a very big marching band here on the island, and we already said you're very military-looking style,
yeah.
And it's always nice to know. I used to work in a school, and I love to see how people progress. You know, like you bump into an old student that's left school 10 years ago, and they say, "Do you want a pint, sir?" No, that's Paddy now, but yeah, I'll have a pint. Thing, but what are you doing? You know, so with the band, do you have players that start off with you and then bounce on to?
Yeah, we have become a springboard for players joining the Royal Marines. We've currently got several members or ex-members of ours that are in the Royal Marines.
Brilliant.
And when they're back at home on visiting families or back over here, they do come up to band to lend their support and their knowledge to help teach the younger members of the band still. So
that's great.
Still want to be part of Medina Marching Band.
Brilliant. You mentioned about the teaching there. Okay, so You obviously have in-house tutors.
Yeah, we have quite a few more the experienced players, brass, woodwind, drummers, that go out their way to provide teaching for beginners right up to, we have now got some adults coming through that have played previously but just need that extra bit of encouragement. So they we've got people that put themselves out to do that.
Yeah,
we normally start them off on a one-to-one and then do them into a group, and then they progress into the band. Now we do one-to-ones as well. But going back to the spring of the band, Michael Thomas and Lewis Crowe, who were ex-Medina Marching Bands, well, ex being the wrong word really, because they still come back when they're on leave. They've just written for the past 2 years the drum static that's been performed at the Mountbatten Festival of Music at the Albert Hall.
Fantastic. And that's a couple of local lads there.
Yeah.
I know Mike really, really well. So that's great. That's fantastic. And that must be pleasing for you guys as well when you see that.
Yeah, and it's also good to see how the youngsters progress, you know, where they start from and how quickly some of them progress to get into the band. They're so keen to want to learn.
Yeah. How? I forgot my question now. Do you have to be, that was it, a jack of all trades? So if I was a drummer, is it good that I could play something else? Or
it's a bonus, but it's not necessarily. No, some of the musicians do double up, like some will play flute and they play clarinet, or they'll play clarinet and saxophone, and some can play cornet and play bass when need be, but it's not something you have to do, it's something by choice.
Okay, all right. Now, more importantly, Kev, on this coming Monday,
that's correct,
you've been asked to do something pretty good to showcase Medina Marching Band as well, and tell us all about what's going on, or what you can about what's going on.
Well, I can't say too much, but what I can say is ITV are coming down to Nobbs Point at St Helens, the holiday camp, on Monday. We're doing 6 live performances, and the first one going out at 11 o'clock on the Monday morning through to 2 o'clock on ITV on a certain programme. There will be 2 very, very well-known presenters there as well. And we have been told by Nose Point and Park Resorts that anybody that would like to come down and watch and be part of the crowd, they're more than welcome to be there for 10:30 and be part of it if they require to do so or want to do so.
Brilliant. How did that come about?
Again, through social media, through our own Kevin Downer, who has to take a big credit now for what he's done with the band. He's now the vice chairman of the band. He looks after all the PR and the social media side of the web page, and it's all come out through that.
Fantastic. Okay, and so that's down at Nose Point this coming Monday, the 30th of April. So if you are out and around that area and you want to go down and support Medina Marching Band, you are allowed to go down there and be part of the crowd. Okay, it's going to be absolutely fantastic for you guys. I'm really, when I found out about this a few weeks ago, I just thought, you were keeping this really close to your chest, weren't you? And
we weren't quite sure until a phone call I had this morning that what we could say, what we couldn't say.
That's fine.
But what I would like to say is a very, very big thank you to all the island schools and all the local companies who's got behind us and supported us with this venture and given us the blessing to the youngsters had the time off school to be able to take part in this once of a lifetime, and obviously companies who've let their workers come off to take part as well. So
no, it's fantastic, especially with the younger ones. It's going to be a brilliant experience. I know Global Rock is a great, Junior Rock is a great experience, but you know what, when younger ones are part of an organisation, a club, a band or whatever, I'm quite supportive of that, because we were talking off air outside, there's a lot that goes on in families, and if you can draw in the younger ones into doing it, rather than playing the old computer games and being stuck on computer games for hours, if you can get them out and engage, and the younger ones engage with the adults as well, it's an happening. And I think, I'll say, I've known you guys for a long, long time, I think you're doing an absolutely cracking job with the band. I always have, you know, and support you where I can, and just love seeing you out and about. You know, I've only got to hear you coming down. You've got quite a unique sound, your own sound, and you do concerts as well, and all sorts. And if people wanted to join you, if there are people out there with a talent with some instrument and they want to come along, how can they?
We have got a Facebook page that they could contact us on, or we've got our own website, so they could get on there, contact us through the website as well. But we have got telephone numbers and things that on the website. It's got all our telephone numbers, so they can contact us.
Okay, give us a website address. Can you remember it off the top of your head?
It is just Medina Marching Band. Simple, just type in
Medina Marching Band. And it is. I've done that when I had a little look around. Now, there was some brilliant wording that I seen on your website, okay, and I think it says it all for you guys, right? Some bits that I picked out here. Personal development.
Yep.
Blimey, I can't even write me out. Tradition and pride.
Yes.
Love that. Passion.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and they were the 3 or 4 things there that I thought, do you know what, that just about sums you guys up, because every time I see you guys out, there's the passion, there's the drive, and tradition as well, and every one of your members, when they're out and they've got that red tunic on, they're proud to wear it, aren't they?
The passion is good, because a few years ago, when bank holidays and that, we never used to have practices. But the passion and the drive is there, that if we said we're going to cancel practice, we've always got people coming up saying, why can't we have a practice? Why are you cancelling it? So they just want to be there.
Yep. Just for the fact that, because on Monday we're at Nose Point, we're going to be out there probably from 7:30 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon minimum. And I said we wouldn't have a band practice on that Monday night because we've already been out. And it caused uproar last night at band practice. They wanted band practice open on Monday. Yeah,
Why not? So if anybody wants to pop along to St George's School up at Watergate Road on a Monday or a Wednesday, come up and see you guys. If young or old, it really doesn't matter. Whatever you can play, even if you can't play anything, you guys would teach them something.
You went, a little question going back just now, is people say to me, why do I do what I do, and why do I do what I do in the band? The question going back to you just now is, it's when parents come up to me and Leslie and say just how well their kids are doing now at school, the confidence given, because they've got to mix with young people and older people, and they've got to learn how to talk to them and mix with them and be part of the team. Within 6 months, we see a really big difference in people's confidence, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, I admire it. Is there anything else that you need to tell me? Because I have my little pointers here, and I just think you're an incredible band. You're an asset to the Isle of Wight. You do fantastically well. And if you haven't yet seen Medina Marching Band, then look out through the summer season at all the carnivals. Plenty of events going on as well.
We've got a very busy season this year.
I did sort of see a few bits on your Facebook page the other day. And of course, my favourite bit, the whole band's great, but you've got a brilliant drum corps, haven't you?
Yeah.
You have got a really good drum
corps. There's some really great instructors, that's the main thing there as well.
But
if I can give a plug to a little thing at the moment, this is for intake of new players, experienced and new. This year has been the biggest one we've had, but it's taken a bit of a toll on us because we're getting very short on uniform.
Oh.
Now, we've got a very young volunteer parent. She hasn't been the best of health herself of late. She is on Sunday running the New Church 9. She has got a page set up on our Facebook page. Her name's Gemma Cowley, and if anybody would like to sponsor her, she's minimum wants to raise £250, which we will then go and get new tunics for the younger members that we've got that's just joined us, that we're desperate for uniform. So please, if anybody can, we would be appreciative if you get behind her and support our Gemma Cowley.
Brilliant. Okay, I'll have a look at that and do that myself later on. But Kev and Leslie, thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
And wish you all the very best on Monday. I'm going to try and nip over there myself. I've got to try and talk nicely to some people and see if I can have the day off. Love to come and see you and show support there. But well done, and maybe come back and tell us how it all went, and hopefully see you again through the summer.
Love to.
Thank you.
Thanks for
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.